Kevin, can you tell us what's the status on Josh Walker?
He's been suspended indefinitely, and so he's no longer here. He's gone back home.
Are you talk about some positions like running back? Are you going to staff evaluation on that?
Yeah, I think right now you'll get a preliminary two-deep tomorrow morning. I wanted to get through really last couple days just to make sure of some things. We had some guys that as we started to game plan to see how they picked that up, not just what we were doing, but starting to move towards UCLA. I think you're going to look and see. We feel real comfortable, obviously, with the top five backs. But the majority right now, I think you're looking at really the three guys that have kind of put themselves in at another level, or James White. I think he knows a little bit more. He's a little bit bigger. I think Trevion has had a excellent spring and fall camp. You can look for him to do some things also on special teams. And then was it Keith? Yeah, Keith Ford. So, you know, the three of those guys have had really good falls. And, you know, we're going to be it'll be a situation where we can rotate those guys and feel good, not only in pass protection. You know, that's probably where Trevion has improved. He's been an excellent runner. But the spring has really helped him from knowing what to do and how to handle it. He doesn't have the probably the maturity level or the strength level of those other two guys, and he shouldn't because he just got here, but he's got great ball skills. And so those three guys will be the primary guys, but that's not to say Bussey's had an excellent spring and summer, and so has Kwame Etwe. So, you know, we've got five guys that we feel good about right now. With those top three are going to be the guys that are going to be the probably the main guys.
You said Josh is suspended indefinitely. Is there a chance he could get back with the team?
Just that's what I said.
Coach, have you seen things shape up on the offensive line, a lot like the running back position, some guys that are sticking out to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been able to move some guys around. We've kind of settled on where we are there. And, you know, Jermaine Illuminor has been flexible to do a lot of different things. He was one of the top tackles in the country. So, you know, he's shown the ability to really excel at tackle. And so, you know, if we move him out there, which we've done, the right tackle, he's played very well. That's nothing against Coda Martin. Coda's been really, really good too. But right now, you know, Jermaine has kind of surfaced, not kind of, but has played very well last week. So moving him to right tackle gives us some flexibility with two older guys that are very, very athletic with he and Avery to be able to protect the passer on both sides. And then we've got a lot of pieces that can play inside at guard. And then that gives us some flexibility with Coda and Tank Davis, you know, to be flexible players at tackle to move around either as backups or help us inside.
What kind of pressure has Prater made?
Prater said had a great another guy. You know, those are two. It's kind of interesting. You know, it's you see more and more of these early graduate guys. You know, what's that all about? You know, Trevion came in here, same deal. As you can tell, he's ahead of the curve. And so is Prater. You know, he's a tough guy. He's smart. You know, he's 295. He'll hold his own in there. He's been in there since spring. You know, here's a guy supposed to go to the prom. He's in there with Kingsley Kiki and Daylon Mack and those guys. And that helped him in the offseason. And, you know, he's going to play for us a lot this year. So, you know, we've got that whole mix of guys at guard that can really help us, big body types, Connor Lanphier, you know, those types of guys that you know, being inside there is a little bit different than being on the edge playing tackle. And, you know, the flexibility of Jermaine being a right tackle gives us a lot of flexibility in our offensive line.
Does it strike you that right tackle's just a better position for him?
No. He's played it all his life till he got here.
Right. So I'm just, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. Is he more comfortable there than he is at guard? Or?
I don't know. He's playing pretty well. So
I know it's not how you start, it's how you finish, but do y'all use the, you know, not being ranked to start the season as motivation for the players or even address it?
No. We've been ranked before it started. We've been ranked, not ranked. So that, you know, everything that we do, Brent, is internal. We got enough things to motivate us right now.
Coach, with Walker leaving, how much more pressure does that put on your younger linebackers depth-wise?
None.
What kind of chemistry have you seen on the first line so far? Or the offensive line, first-string offensive line. What kind of chemistry have you seen on those guys?
Good. They've been good. You know, we've rotated some guys around. I think whether they've been in certain positions or not, you know, the reality is that that Eric McCoy has been the center the whole time, and Jermaine and Avery have been out there no matter where they've been position wise, and so some of the other pieces have been moving around all that. So you know, three out of the five guys have been a part of that all the time, and I think the communication has gotten better. Because there's a respect for the other. They've played those positions. So they're looking, they understand, you know, or can anticipate what the communication piece is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'll.
So that's been, and really that's all that it was for Jermaine. You know, Jermaine is a guy that was, you know, we call him London for a reason. He played cricket, not football, when he was little. And then, you know, he got over here and he's in junior college. And it wasn't because he wasn't a good player. He just hadn't played. And, you know, some of the nuances, some of the everything, the communication. He's a big, strong guy, one of the strongest guys on the team. He's athletic. He's 330 pounds. You know, some of the things that we take for granted growing up in this game, you know, would be like us going out and playing cricket right now. I have no idea what to do. So, you know, it takes some time. And so, you know, he's been here 3 years, and the communication piece may help him. And so, you know, we're pleased with where he is.
Some of the players have asked him about Miles and mentioned how unique he is in terms of finding him reading books, you know, listening to some old music. How unique have you found his interest? What kind of guy do you describe him as often?
Different. He's, I've said it before, he marches to his own drum. So his jump, it's just what he does. You know, he's a guy that you won't even know he's there half the time. Kind of keeps to himself, not loud. And then when he opens his mouth and says something, you know, people listen. But he's a heck of a player and very, very gifted. So, you know, he's what I said. He's he's not the norm. He is the really, really good low maintenance player. You know, you don't have a bunch of those guys that just want to play, know what time things are, and show up and do their deal You know, he's practicing really, really hard right now. I think yesterday I saw, you know, he was up in the GPS. He's back up in, you know, 19, 20 miles an hour, you know, where we start talking about receivers and DB speeds. So, you know, that's pretty good. That says that's good for him. That's good for us.
When they talk about him being the possible number one overall draft pick, I mean, that's nothing but good for the program as well.
It's great. Yeah, it's great for him, you know. And, you know, what I've said before, Brent, you know, that's if he does that, that means he's played very well for us, and that's a plus for everybody.
Kevin, do you know who who your starting lineup is now for next week, or do you still have some positions that's still working out?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, I don't know what the answer is. You said yes on both?
Yes, I do. I do know who the starting lineup is.
All right.
Any of the corners separated themselves?
We have, if you want to know what the starting corners are, is that what you want to know?
Sure.
Or who just separated? Well, we've got four deep. All right, so the two deep will be out tomorrow, guys. I'm not going to go through every 22, 44 guys right now. All right, we'll give you a list tomorrow. It'll be the same guys that you've seen. So we feel comfortable right now. You know, Nick Harvey split time with Brandon Williams last year. People forget about that. And Brandon was a third-round pick. Nick's played very well. Donovan Wilson has bounced back and forth from nickel. The chart might be a little confusing. There may be some oars on there, so you guys will be mad. But and there'll be more than 11 positions on defense because we play a lot of different defenses. So Donovan Wilson, you know, has played some corner. He's playing some nickel. Depends on what we put out there. but you know, Priest has done a really, really fine job at the other corner. So we've got, you know, four guys at corner that can play, that have gotten the majority of the turns, and you know, we feel good about that.